The Mill of the Sea. Once upon a time, there were two brothers, both of them very poor. The older brother had a heart of gold, while the little brother was nothing but a mean and ungrateful miser. The older brother shared whatever food he had with people who were going hungry. But the little brother just hoarded his money and his food. It never crossed his mind to share anything with others. One summer, there was a terrible drought, and all the crops in the village failed. The people there were at wits' end as to what to do. The older brother gave what food he had to other people. In the end, he didn't even have a morsel left for himself. So he went to his little brother to borrow some rice.
"It's your fault for giving your rice to those people," said his little brother. "I've got no rice for you."
The older brother plodded back home. He was at the end of his tether. Just then, an old man with a long white beard appeared before him.
"For so long, you've been very kind to others," he said, handing him a small stone mill. "This is for you. Turn the handle to the right, and the mill will give you whatever you wish for. To stop it, turn the handle back to the left."
Having said that, the old man vanished into thin air. The older brother started turning the mill to the right the minute he got home, saying,
"I wish for rice! I wish for rice!"
Lo and behold, if rice didn't come spilling out of the mill.
From then on, the mill provided everything his heart desired. It built him a grand house where he held lavish banquets, inviting the villagers to come and eat their fill. And when the meals were over, he had the mill make sweets for his guests to take home to their families. The little brother, though, was convinced that his older brother was hiding something from him. So he sneakily followed him and saw him turning the wheel to bring all sorts of things into the world. And when his older brother had fallen fast asleep, he snatched the mill and the leftover sweets and shot out of the house. He made a beeline for the sea, hopped into a little rowboat, and rowed out to sea. His plan was to get himself to a faraway place and live in the lap of luxury of the things produced by the little stone mill. After a while, though, all the rowing had made him very hungry. So he gobbled down the sweets he had taken from his brother's home. This made him crave something salty.
"I wish for salt! I wish for salt!" he said, turning the mill's handle to the right.
Salt started to stream out of the mill, and he was over the moon with joy. But the mill just continued to spew out salt until the little rowboat was absolutely overflowing with it.
"Stop! Stop!"
he screamed in a panic. But the mill didn't stop pouring salt into the rowboat, despite his pleas. In the end, the little rowboat sank, taking the little brother with it right down to the bottom of the sea. It is said that the stone mill sits to this day on the seabed, turning round and round, ceaselessly pouring out salt. And that, apparently, is what makes the sea as salty as it is.